House of Evershire, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Survival, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter McPartland of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports at Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial health officials are staying mum about where they might put a new medical facility in Greene County after being awarded a $5 million state grant for the project. Catskill and Coxsackie have been mentioned as possible locations, but Greene County legislator Mike Lavera is complaining that county government officials are being left out of the loop. Lavera said, and I quote, "My concern is the lack of information being provided to county officials. The reality is that CMH and only some of the county knew they applied for this grant, yet we were not informed of that key detail," end quote. Last month, Greene County officials said the Hudson-based hospital was moving away from considering Catskill's location near Exit 21 of the New York State Thruway as a possibility for a medical facility. They said then that a Coxsackie location near a different interstate exit was a possibility, but Lavera opposes the Coxsackie site, saying, and I quote, "Cairo or Catskill, not Coxsackie, should be exactly where CMH should be looking to build or expand. Coxsackie, with all due respect, is not the center of the county, and we all know it. That would serve big government doctors in southern Albany, not Greene County," end quote. CMH spokesperson William Van Slyke said the Catskill location still, and I quote, "remains one of several properties in Greene County that has potential for us to locate the new facility." Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that several members of the Hudson Teachers Association don't want students to be allowed to carry cell phones after video recordings of several fights at the middle school surfaced online. The March 1st school board meeting where the teachers made their requests was attended by more than 200 people. Superintendent Lisa Marie Spindler explained how the district was addressing the fights and other recent threats of violence at the school. At one point, Spindler said that a girl wielding a knife in one of the videos did not make contact with her intended target. Brianna Conti, the mother of the boy being attacked in the video, disagreed with the superintendent, saying, and I quote, "No, there was not just a stabbing motion. Contact was made," end quote. She also said the school never called her about the incident. At the meeting, Lola Roberts said a male student threatened to shoot her daughter and the district had downplayed the incident. She said, and I quote, "the school needs to stop pushing stuff under the rug," end quote. Spindler admitted the district was not prepared for the effect the pandemic and remote learning had on students' mental health. She said the district was hiring a social worker, a guidance counselor, and a restorative justice specialist with stimulus funds to address the issue. The next day, Spindler sent a letter to parents that said, and I quote, that we have taken immediate action to enhance safety in our schools, and we are committed to continuing, exploring, and implementing additional initiatives to ensure that our schools are safe, secure environments for our students, faculty, staff, and visitors, end quote. She also said bathrooms at the high school would now lock during transition between classes. The Hudson School Board also voted to hire a public relations firm to communicate with parents and the press, paying Focus Media of Goshen $175 per professional per hour. Read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that Congressperson Pat Ryan sent a letter to CSX President and CEO Joseph Henrich demanding the company adopt more safety standards to stop a major train accident locally. Ryan says CSX trains carrying toxic materials have derailed repeatedly over the past several years, including in the Hudson Valley. Ryan, a Democrat who represents the 18th Congressional District and a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, also wants a congressional hearing on rail safety. Ryan said, and I quote, "We've seen a disturbing pattern of CSX consistently putting profit over safety, creating serious risk that what happened in Ohio could repeat itself right here in the Hudson Valley. Just like Norfolk Southern, CSX and other big rail corporations spent millions lobbying the last president to deregulate the railways, resulting in the administration withdrawing a proposal to require faster brakes on trains carrying highly flammable materials and ending regular rail safety audits of railroads," end quote. In 2017, there was a CSX derailment in Newburgh that spilled 4,600 tons of diesel fuel. There are 131 miles of CSX tracks along the Hudson River and into New Jersey. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of snow showers mainly after noon. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 26 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees. Saturday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 15 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 22 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number 10.
Here is 2023 new music from Columbia County recording artist Chris Pelnett. The song is called Peak.
Thank you. Everyone says it's great. They're opening up dispensaries and in a legal state. Corporations are cashing in. It's the American way. It's peak 2023. It's all right. It's all right. Slava, Ukraine, we're watching from a drone's eye view. It's VR headset, I'm immersed, but I can't escape the truth. I think this creepy AI app is more aware than you. It's peak 2023. Wi-Fi radiation every day. I wear EMF clothing, beanie for my brain. And I don't care if everybody thinks that I have gone insane. It's peak 2023. They delete them with the sun. Somebody let the fascists out. I wish I had a gun. Let me tell you, I would not set my phasers on stun. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's alright. Coming 1, 2, 3 to cut you down to size. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's peak 2023. It's all right.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album. Thank you.
Right.
Next, we hear 2023 new music from Feist. This is called Enlightening.
Number 7.
Next year's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story.
Oh,
6.
Next, this is tonight's episode from the 2023 Yola Tenga album, This Stupid World.
Numbers.
Five. This is Central Control. We have the entire area under electronic surveillance. In addition to closed circuit TV scanners, we have directional microphones in every room.
All in need of medicine. The prescription is feminine. A lost nomadic tribe has finally arrived. It's scarlet when it's gold. The story will unfold. Sometimes you have to scream, let off a little steam. All dangers aside, we're here to take that ride.
Supposed to be dangerous, but all he does is lie around and read poetry.
The slick, smooth, fast talking.
All right.
It's blowing from the underland. Some lines in the sand. Listen for the voice. At last, you have no choice. It's scarlet and it's gold. Across the threshold. Sometimes you have to scream, let off a little steam. All dangers aside, we're here to take them.
People have got it. I have it. Thank you. And good night.
2023 new music there from Wax Taylor and Jennifer Charles. The song's called Shaman in Your Arms on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4444444.
Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you.
Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album.
Thank you.
number
three.
Here is 2013 new music from James Brandon Lewis. Someday we'll all be free. Thank you. James Brandon Lewis with Someday We'll All Be Free on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
two. Next is 2023 new music from Algiers, with help from Sam Herring from Future Islands and Jay Matthews from Boy Harsher. This is the song called I Can't Stand It on 90.7 FM.
Thank you. There's a lot of spiders in here.
No.